This is ProBlogger.
Hey there and welcome to episode 168 of the ProBlogger podcast. My name's Darren Rouse and I'm the blogger behind ProBlogger.com, a blog, podcast, event, job board, series of ebooks, and a real book as well, which you can find on Amazon, all designed to help bloggers to grow their audience and to make money from their blogs. You can learn more about ProBlogger at ProBlogger.com. You can also search for that book over on Amazon, just searching for ProBlogger. In today's lesson, I want to talk about something that I think is really important for bloggers, and that's something that I know some of us tend to avoid, and that is editing our blog posts. Now, a lot is taught about the importance of writing great blog posts and creating great content, which is definitely important, but it's the editing of our writing where our posts can really be made to shine. Or left unedited, it can be kind of left pretty average, and not editing our posts, it can really hurt the impression that people have of us and our blog. It can come across as really careless when we don't edit. So in today's episode, I want to share with you 7 simple steps to editing your blog posts. We're going to talk a little bit about proofreading, which I know is what many of us think about when we think about editing, but we're going to get way beyond just proofreading our content, because editing really is a much bigger picture thing, and fixing spelling and grammar is important, but it's just a small part of the process. So if you know, like I do, that your posts could be lifted in quality by having a simple process to work through to edit your posts, this episode is for you. And if you know a blogger who could benefit from this, please do share it with them. You can share it by sending them to problogger.com/podcast/168, where I will have lots of further reading for you as well. I've got quite a bit of material that I want to point you to. That's problogger.com/podcast/168.
Creating great content, finding an audience, building engagement, monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Editing is so important, and I want to present with you to you now 7 steps for editing your blog posts. The first one, though, is something that you need to do before you start writing. And really, one of the things I've learned over the years is that good editing starts with good planning. Planning before you write will help you so much in the editing process. The more planning you put into your blog post, the better it will be in terms of structure, quality, and the more benefits you'll have for your readers as well. So one of the things I try to do before I create any blog posts, before I create any podcasts, before I create any talk, is to outline the content that I am trying to create, to come up with the main points and to come up with some sort of structure and to know the journey that I'm going to take my readers on. To actually have thought through the structure means that when I come to writing the content, creating that content, I'm in the flow. I don't have to be using that part of my brain that's thinking about structure. I can just write because I've already got it sitting there in front of me. And I can really just create. And one of the things I guess I've learned, and I have talked about this in previous episodes, is that I think, and I don't know this because I'm not a scientist, but I think we use different parts of the brain for different parts of the creating process. And planning is one part of the brain, or we use one part of the brain. Writing, creating is another part, and editing is another. And so I really do think it's important to separate out those tasks, to actually put some time aside before you write to outline, and then to put some time aside to create. And then the next part, of course, is to put time aside to edit. So first step, make sure you're outlining your posts. Now, this doesn't mean that you can't add to your outline later. And this is something I do all the time. While I'm in the flow, I've got my outline in front of me, and I'll think on the fly of another point that I can make. And there's no problem with doing that. But at least having some idea of where your post is going to head will help to create something that won't need as much editing later. Okay, point number one, good editing starts with good planning. Point number two, and I've already kind of touched on this, put some space between when you write and when you edit. I'm a big believer that we use a different part of our brain for the writing and the editing. When we're writing, we're in the creative flow, hopefully. That's where we're aiming for, at least. Sometimes it doesn't quite get there. Sometimes it does feel like it's a hard job, but you know, we all know that feeling of being in that flow, and that's what we're aiming for. But when we're editing, we use a different part of our brain, and really what I'm doing when I'm editing is I'm still trying to be creative. I'm still trying to improve, but I'm using a part of my brain that is, I guess, a little bit more judgmental. I'm trying to look a little bit more critically at the content. And sometimes I find it really hard if I'm in the middle of the flow and then I start editing on the go. And this is what you definitely want to avoid, editing while you're writing. That's something that I think really can stop that creative flow. Now, that's not to say that you can't fix a spelling mistake that you see while you're on the go, but really allow yourself just to write in that writing process and then edit it once you're done. I do think it's important to have a little bit of space between when you write and when you edit. Now, that might simply be getting up, walking around your desk three times, and then sitting down to edit. Probably a little bit more time might be useful. Go up and get a coffee, have some lunch, even sleep on it. Having said all that, I do think there's some arguments for not leaving it too long. And I personally find that if I write something and then I leave it for a week to edit, that I come back to it and I'm not really as energized by the topic, and I'm not really as excited by the topic. And sometimes if I leave it too long, it means I never actually finish it. So there's a bit of a balancing act there. You want to have some space between your writing and editing, but you don't want to leave it too long. So separate out those tasks.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
Number three, let's actually get into some editing now. The first thing I do when I'm editing a blog post, and I will say here that I have people who help me to edit my content now, particularly some of that the fine-tuning stuff. But one of the things I always try and do when I've written a piece of content is to do some big picture editing first. So I don't start with spelling, I don't start with grammar, I don't start with, you know, the visual editing and trying to format the post. I'm thinking in a bigger picture. Now, Ali Luke wrote a really great post, which I will link to in the show notes today. She wrote it back in 2014, and she actually goes through 9 steps for crucial self-editing of blog posts. And one of the things I love there is that she really does talk about stepping back from your content and not going straight to the spelling and grammar and thinking on this bigger picture. And so I would recommend you read that. But one of the things I try and do in this bigger picture editing is ask myself a series of questions. And I haven't ever written it down, but the questions I guess I've just gotten the habit of asking are these ones. Firstly, does my post have a point to it? I think it was Chris Garrett who once said that you should always, as you read your blog post, ask yourself the question, so what? Does this post have any benefit for my readers? And it's surprising how many times I've written posts and I ask myself that question at the end and I go, well, there probably wasn't really any benefit. I'm probably just getting something off my chest here. Sometimes I will at that point then say, well, I'm just going to scrap this post. And that's the ultimate edit, delete. But many of the times you can reshape your post to really bring a benefit to your readers. You want to bring some benefits to your readers. How are you going to change their life in some way with your blog post? And so that's one of the questions I'm asking. I'm particularly asking that because I have teaching blogs. You may have a different goal with your blog, and so your so what might be a little bit different. But, you know, is it a good post? You know, this is big picture questions here, but this is part of the editing process. Is it something that your readers are going to want to share? Is it something that they're going to go, wow, that's life changing, or that's I'm glad I read that? If your answer to those questions is no, then you need to do some big editing on your content, and it may even be editing your idea of the post, really. Other questions you can ask about the big picture is, you know, is it meaty enough? Could I add some depth to it? Could I add some more information? Does it need a story? Does it need an example? Does it need a quote? Does it need some further reading links to make it more understandable and to make it more useful in some ways? Again, here, we're not talking about the nitty-gritty of the post. We're actually trying to judge, is this post good enough? Is it deep enough? Is it meaty enough? Is it going to be useful to people? Another question to ask is this post too repetitive? Am I repeating the same thing over and over again in different ways? And maybe could I take something out to stop that repetition? Is the ordering of the ideas right? Do I need to shift a paragraph around? You know, is it a logical flow? Am I actually taking my readers from one point to another and building my argument, building the idea, or should I present it in a different order? Is there irrelevant information in the post? Have you written a paragraph or two that's really an aside, a tangent that doesn't really enhance the post in some way? Another one that I try and ask in this sort of big picture thinking is, does this post sound human? Is it in the right voice? I did a great interview, I think it was a great interview, with Beth Dunn back in episode 52. It's one of the most popular episodes I've ever done. And Beth Dunn is an editor at HubSpot. And she presented 10 tips on how to write in a more human way. And I would encourage you to go back and listen to that. Make a note of that one. It was episode 52. You can find it in iTunes, or if you just go to problogger.com/podcast/52. She talks about 10 things that can help you to write in a more human kind of voice. And I think this is part of that big picture. Sometimes you get to the end of the post and you think, you know, that's just a bit too formal. It's not as conversational as I might normally write. And so asking yourself some of those sorts of questions. You know, she gives some really practical tips about using contractions, using can't instead of cannot, using you've instead of you have, those types of words, using short, clear words instead of fancy ones, avoiding jargon. She's got some really great tips in that particular episode. But I guess ultimately there, we're trying to understand, is it written in the right voice, and a voice that's consistent with your blog? And the last thing I'll say about the big picture editing is, an exercise that might help you is to try and put yourself in the shoes of your reader. Actually imagine one of your readers reading your post from their perspective. You might actually have an actual person in mind, or you might just imagine one of your readers. Put yourself in their shoes and read the post. Would they understand it? You know, what questions might they be left with at the end of the post? What objections might they have? How might they feel as a result of reading it? Have you written it in a way that's uplifting, or one that's going to leave them feeling a little down? You know, asking those types of questions, reading a post through the eyes of one of your readers, can really change your post and I guess inform the way that you need to edit it. And it might also help you to write a more comprehensive post, because you suddenly realize that they have a question that's not answered in the post. Or maybe this exercise will help you to write in a more conversational, personal, empathetic tone as well. So step number 3 is to do some big picture editing. It probably means reading through your post without really being drawn to the nitty-gritty and asking yourself some of those big questions.
Creating great content and building your audience. This is ProBlogger.
Okay, once you've done that, you might be changing some paragraphs around. You might already be starting to cut some things out. You might be adding some things in, adding some examples or a story. I don't really know what the result of that will be. It will be all kinds of things. But the step that I do after that is to try and really focus on cutting stuff out. And this might be just me, but I find most of the time when I create a piece of content and I look at it in a critical way, I realize there's stuff that I could remove from it. I find that I overwrite. I can, with an edit, make my content simpler and briefer. I think it was Albert Einstein who said, make it simple, as in brief, but not simpler. You want to make it briefer, you want to get to the point quicker, but you don't want to cut the meat out of it. You don't want to dumb it down. And so I'm certainly not saying cut out the good stuff. I'm just saying there's a lot of words that you've probably used that you could cut out. Now, in that article that I mentioned from Ali before, she suggests particularly focusing upon your introduction and refining that. Your introduction is all about hooking people. And if you get too vague or too wordy, or you don't get straight to the point, you'll need to rewrite it. Because you'll lose people in that first paragraph. But really, your whole blog post could probably do with some cutting down. Many times, I've actually find my first paragraph, I can almost delete it because I've waffled there. I've kind of tried to explain why I'm writing the post when I should just get straight to the meat. And sometimes my second paragraph is a better first line than my opening one. You want to look at that opening. I've got some further reading in the show notes about writing great opening paragraphs. But look critically at your whole post. What could you cut out? What is unnecessary? What's repetitive there? Okay, step number 5 is now to start to look at the details. And this is where we get more into the nitty-gritty. Up to this point, we've been looking at the structure, we've been looking at, you know, paragraphs and the ideas in the content and editing those things. But now we really do need to turn our attention to some of those details. And one of the things that I like to do when I'm doing it, particularly I'm doing an important one and I really want to edit it well and I don't have one on my team to help me, and ideally I do like to get someone else to look at my content, but if I have to do it all myself, one of the things I do like to do is to print out my posts. And I will print them out on a piece of paper and I will grab myself a red pen or a green pen or something that's really bold, and I will slowly read through my post sentence by sentence, and I force myself to do it slowly. This is the first pass. And as I'm doing it, I will mark up my post. I will circle things that have spelling mistakes. I will highlight punctuation that's not right, and I'll make any edits on the page. I don't like to do it in the post. I like to have done this all on the page first. The second pass for me is I read it out loud. And when I read things out loud, I always pick up things that I would never have seen by just reading silently in my mind. I also find as I read it out loud, it helps me to make my content sound more human and write in a more conversational tone as well. If you really want to take it up for a notch, and I will do this for an important post, if it's a guest post on someone else's side or it's one that I really feel passionate about, you can take it up another notch and read it a third time to someone else. And I find this really does change things. You're very conscious about how your content sounds when you read it to another human being. And so from time to time, I might say to Vanessa, can you listen to me read this post? And I will pick up things in that even she wouldn't pick up as she's reading it. Ideally, you probably want her to read it as well. She's a lawyer, so she picks up those nitty-gritty things. But reading it out loud to another person will help to highlight things, and it will help you to work out whether your post is written in an understandable way because you're thinking about how they're hearing it. There are particularly some things that I'm looking at as I'm doing this process of, you know, printing it out, reading it out loud. I'm looking at the headline. I think it's so important to, you know, get that right. Obviously, you don't want a spelling mistake in your headline, but also you want to spend some time getting the headline just right. I've got some further listening for you to do. I think it was episode 156 we talked about headlines. I'm particularly looking at that opening paragraph. I'm also looking at the conclusion and any calls to action that we have. And again, back in episode 23, we did a whole episode on calls to action. You know, you want to ask yourself, do I have a call to action? It's amazing how many blog posts are written and you don't ask your readers to do anything. You should always give them something to read or ask them a question to comment on or ask them to do something in some way. Could your call to action be clearer? Do you have too many calls to action? Is it confusing? Really hone that. The other thing to really pay careful attention to, and that I always try and do before I publish a post, is to give it a visual edit. To preview the post before you publish it, so in WordPress, you hit the preview button. How does the post look? Is it interesting? Does it create a good, strong first impression? Could you add a beautiful image or an intriguing image right up the top of your post to make people look twice at it? Does it need better formatting? You know, do you need to use headings? Are those headings edited right? Are they intriguing? Do they make people want to read the content after those? And so a visual edit is really important. And again, I will give you some further reading in the show notes on that. The last thing I'll say about the nitty-gritty is, are you being consistent in your post? Now, ideally, you probably want a style guide for your overall blog so that you can have consistency in your editorial style between posts. And we talk about that in that interview with Beth Dunn. But within the post, it's really important that you have consistency. Even if you don't have it between posts, people are going to be reading a post. And if you use different spelling of a word, say you might use the US spelling of one word, you know, color, for instance, you know, US versus UK, it's got an extra U in it. If you use two different versions of that, some people are going to pick that up and it's going to create an impression. So stick with the one style of spelling, the formatting of words, like the word ebook. Sometimes people use it all lowercase. Sometimes they put a capital B. Sometimes they put a hyphen in it. You can really do whatever you like there, but stick to it. If you use the word three times in your post, don't write it in three different ways. And another one is, are you writing in the first person or are you writing in the third person? And sometimes you kind of skip between the different persons that you're writing in, the position that you're taking with the article. And so you want some consistency in that. So consistency is certainly part of that detailed edit that you do.
How to build and monetize your blog. This is Pro Blogger.
Okay, so the second last thing that I do is an SEO edit. And I don't tend to spend a lot of time on this, but one of the things I do ask myself before I hit publish is, you know, what would someone be searching for on Google to find this content? And really for me, I'm asking that question as I'm thinking about the headline of the post. But before I hit publish, I'm asking myself, you know, could I weave those words, those keywords into other parts of the article? So headings, into the content itself. Now, ultimately for me, I'm writing for people first and Google's machines later. And ultimately, you know, you can do a bit of both and that's a great thing, but ultimately you really do want to serve your readers. You don't want to make your content awkward, but there are sometimes some ways to weave in your keywords a little bit more and to optimize your post for search engines. So that's step number six. And then the last thing I do is to publish, and that's the last step. And I will say that I think it's really important not to let this whole editing process stop you from publishing. And I know there'll be some of you who'll be listening to this who have had the experience that you get so caught up in perfecting your post that you've never actually published it. And I guess what I'd say to you is that you can always improve it after you've published it. You can always go and do another edit once it's live. You can always fix that typo that you missed. You can always add another paragraph or take something out. It's totally fine to do that. It's your content. You can do what you like with it. But don't get caught up in this whole editing process. Don't feel that it has to be perfect before it goes live. I do find that for some bloggers, and I have had this experience myself, that the editing process can actually kill your passion and excitement for your topic, for the content that you've just written, but also for your whole overarching topic. And so if that's you, you need to really, I guess, set some limits on how much time you're going to spend editing. And maybe a deadline might help with that. And maybe outsourcing might help with that as well. And that certainly has helped me to be able to say to my team, okay, I'm going to do some big picture editing on my content, but I really want you to focus on the smaller picture stuff. And that's probably another topic for another day. So good editing starts with good planning. Number two point was to put space between when you write and when you edit. Number three was to do big picture editing first. Number four was to cut down your content, to really look at what you can take out of it without taking the meat out. Number five was to look at the details next, to print it out, read it out loud, to read it to another person. Pay attention to your headlines and conclusions and visual editing, consistency in your writing. Number six was to do an SEO audit, and then number seven was to hit publish. I would love to know what you would add to this process, because I'm sure there are different approaches to editing. Maybe you do find that you edit best straight after you write. I'm open to learning from you if you've got any other ideas. You can find all the further reading, and there's quite a bit of it today. And leave a comment to let us know how you do your editing over at problogger.com/podcast/168. As I mentioned, I've got a great article there from Ali Hale on editing and some further listening and reading on things like getting your titles right, getting your openings right, getting calls to action right, and quite a bit more. Thanks for listening. And before I go, I will say last week's episode 167, was a challenge episode, and it was all about getting things off your someday list onto your today list. And I've just been overwhelmed by the amount of people who've sent me emails this week and people who've been leaving messages in the Pro Blogger Challenge group about the things that you're getting done. I'm so excited to hear so many of you kicking goals, and some of the emails that I've had this week have been just mind-blowing, the things that you as a community are doing. I've had people say that they've started vlogging this week. I've had numerous people say that they started a blog this week for the very first time. Some of you are launching new websites, completing redesigns of your blog. I had one person writing a resume to get back into the workforce. another person who's hiring a VA, someone else who's created an opt-in this week, someone who's just switched their email providers, someone who cleaned their desk, which is exciting, someone who's entering a contest for the first time, writing a new series of content, someone who's started a new strategy in promoting their blog, and someone else who's just started to plan and publish a series of blog posts. Oh, and one more person who just literally emailed as I was writing, recording now, who's just said that they're finishing an ebook, which is exciting. So if you've got stuff on your someday list, if you've been procrastinating on something, please go back and listen to episode 167, and please join our Facebook group and let us know what you're going to get off your someday list and put on your today list. Thanks so much for those of you who are reporting back. I'm looking forward to seeing you actually get the things done that you've nominated. You can update us over in the Facebook group as well. Just search Facebook for Pro Blogger Challenge Group. Thanks for listening today, and I'll chat with you in a week's time.
You've been listening to Pro Blogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
Before I go, I want to give a big shout out and say thank you to Craig Hewitt and the team at Podcast Motor, who've been editing all of our podcasts for some time now. Podcast Motor have a great range of services for podcasters at all levels. They can help you to set up your podcast, but also offer a couple of excellent services to help you to edit your shows and get them up with great show notes. Check them out at podcastmotor.com.